Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
We need to take back our fucking home.
Yep.
Is anybody manning the big gun?
Two shells in quick succession.
Yep. I'm out.
This is the Jerry Mark IV.
Firebolt.
Set fire to the ship.
That scooter's not going to be a viable option.
Head back in land.
Oh.
Fire sword.
I like being magical.
A figure with a hood wearing white.
Ian, you better be good.
Hard.
Boom.
All right, Kev.
You look like shit.
Giant rocks land directly on this figure. I think he might be dead.
Stop.
Hello, boy.
What next, then?
The academy. Is that secure? Should we go check?
A full dozen portals open up. You all black out.
Blearily open your eyes.
Manacles and shackles attached to you all.
Hello?
Huh?
Is this prison, Derek?
It's a prison at the very least.
Have you escaped from one of these before?
I've never escaped from prison before.
I tried to do sacred flame on the floor. Nothing happened.
Can any of you do magic?
Some sort of magical restraint.
No magic, no weapons.
Hello?
Sit down, lad.
Welcome to the rest of your lives.
Here they are.
I will be your master here.
Come with me.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
These are your quarters.
Work duties
will commence at 8:00.
What kind of work detail are we on?
Construction. All four of you are currently in prison. You have two bunks, a bucket.
Jeff?
Yeah?
Don't be scared. We're still here.
Open them up.
Team one.
That must be a
work shift.
Come on, Malrus.
Yep. Tunnel into a room. The door behind you is locked.
What are we about to do?
Just put your hands up.
Okay.
A light shines around the wall at arm height. It goes green. All of your shackles undo. They stay in those positions. The door clangs open. A sort of balcony that overlooks a workspace. Five workbenches. And as soon as the door shuts behind you, balcony begins to descend.
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
Last time we played,
mm-hmm.
You went to prison.
Yeah.
I was sitting down.
Oh, you Pardon you?
Excuse me.
Something you had. Yeah, last time we played, you were sat down.
And now you're on the plane.
And now you're standing.
That's a standing noise.
Guess holding an axe. I feel like
it away.
I feel like you're not allowed to hold the axe because
have an axe right now.
Oh, God, power.
I can because I'm real. And this is my real axe.
Thank God you've said that because I have been wondering.
Made of plastic.
I thought it was just a figment of Alex's imagination.
Who are you talking to? There is no Keith.
You mean Keith? Okay.
Yeah.
As Google says.
Google
Keith
recommends.
Frost Iron. No,
Frost
Google.
Iron.
Do you mean Keith? No.
No. Yeah, so prison.
Yeah, so when we left the action, you'd got to know yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd had a little bit of a kip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You had a brief look around on your way.
I stole some sleeves.
You did steal some. Well,
I was given some.
You were given some sleeves.
I hid some sleeves.
And then you stuffed them down your pants.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The last place they'll look.
Padded your underwear.
Yep.
Which will offer two benefits. One is people will be very impressed. And two, if you get kicked in the fork, it will be slightly less painful, maybe.
Hey. Excellent. My armor class goes up by 0.1.
Only for fork kicking.
Yeah, fair enough.
They call it fork.
And, well, you know, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I like it.
And when we left the action, you had just entered your work assignments. And you were about to... you stepped out on the balcony and the doors to the work arena had closed behind you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What
do we see?
Okay, yeah. Below us.
Below us, five workbenches, all icosahedral.
Of course.
Icosagonal? Icosagonal.
Icosagonal?
Icosagonal? Something like that. Icosagonal.
I think icosahedral.
Yeah,
but icosagonal I quite like.
Icosagonal.
It's a nicer word.
Yeah. I think icosahedral is like a 3D 20-sided shape, whereas I think icosagonal is two-dimensional.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Or should they be sort of hexagonal shaped so that it's like looking
down on
like a two-dimensional version of an icosahedral shape?
Let's go for hexagonal.
Let's go for hexagonal.
It's your world,
yeah. James. It's your world.
Hexagonal.
You tell us.
Yeah, okay. Hexagonal.
It's actually really awkward for the... If it's icosahedral, it's really awkward for the people that have to work on the vertical surfaces.
Yeah, I know. That's why I went icosagonal. But I think hexagonal will probably work. Let's do... and you look down into the workspace and see five hexagonal benches.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh. Not
I reckon, because they'd be three. If they were 3D, they'd be...
They'd be really awkward. Yeah. The people working on the bottom would have a real difficult time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad
they really would. They'd put the shortest workers there.
They've clearly thought this through a lot and they've just made them hexagonal.
Yeah, yeah.
Good idea.
Easier.
It's good a design plan. Aesthetic.
It's got no purpose whatsoever. It's just design.
Yeah, they could have just gone rectangular, but they went, no. Let's have some pride in our work here.
Just a table.
We'll have some pride in our work. We'll put a bit of design flair in it. You know, we've gone to the effort of fretwork up in the rafters.
Yes,
let's
it's
do...
a prison, but we want it to look nice.
Yeah.
We want to show we care.
Yeah, we're a prison that cares.
Not about your rehabilitation.
No, it's just the design
about,
aesthetic.
Just the design of the tables.
Yeah. that was. Do you know how many meetings they had about these tables?
Lots of taxpayer money.
Subcommittees.
Weeks of taxpayers' money went into designing these tables.
30 different people had to sign off on
them. Yep.
Yeah. Which is funny because the hexagonal shape was the first one that they thought
of. It really was.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
They kept adding, kept taking away.
They went round for a while.
That's just too weird.
So it's a zero-sided table.
Greg suggested 3D. He was fired.
Immediately. Yeah. And then put into the prison.
Yeah, yeah he was. Yeah.
See,
to build the tables. Whatever design it is, you're building them now.
Can't wait to meet him. Do we descend?
So anyway, yes. The balcony begins to descend.
This balcony is completely open-sided then?
No, it has little rails.
Okay.
There's safety involved in this.
Yeah.
Unlike the Death Star.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean.
It has death right in the name, so.
Just a little handrail. Oh, this will be leaning all the time.
That family guy?
Yeah, it is, yeah. They just said they didn't want us leaning. But leaning was not a problem here, so they installed the handrail.
Nice. Excellent.
and it descends down into the workspace, and eventually it reaches the bottom with a big mechanical clunk. You can hear the sound of gears as it's descending, you see. And although there's a handrail across the front, where it sort of descended down, it's opened up at the side, so you can step off. And most of the people get off and go to a workbench that they're fully aware of, that they evidently know which one they're going to.
Mm-hmm. Quick question.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's... How am I getting a message on Do Not Disturb? I'm not on Do Not Disturb, that's why. I am now.
That's a weird question.
Was that first mystery solved?
Mystery solved? Thank you very much for playing.
My question was, are there guards with us?
No.
No guards at all?
No guards at all.
Yeah.
Anyone can observing from a higher
form?
You have to roll some perception checks to find out.
Can I, +4, please.
I would like to look for scrying stones.
Okay.
+7 for moi.
Okay, right, hold on. I'm going to put your modifiers down here because this is just going to get annoying. Jeff, what's your perception modifier?
2.
Keth?
7.
And Derek?
+4. And just for some...
You could have sung it like we did.
No, and just for some flavour, my passive perception is 13.
Okay.
Malrus.
23.
Just 3.
Oh.
You son of a bitch. Right, sorry. So, Jeffrey, you don't see any scrying stones.
Do I smell any signs?
You sense the odour of a scrying stone. The distinctive, pungent scent.
It smells like spying in here.
You spot high up on the wall.
Yes.
Very thin window.
Right. Vertical or horizontal?
Horizontal.
Horizontal. Can I see any figures? Like behind the glass?
Cannot.
Okay. Does it look mirrored? Like a no, not mirrored. Well,
you can't see through it.
Can't see through it.
Derek,
yes.
You see some workbenches and some people. And Maurus,
yes.
You see some workbenches and some people.
Nice.
There's walls.
Yeah.
Just the floor.
Just to clarify, above the banter. Did I smell / sense any?
No.
Okay.
I did say that.
I did. So I didn't see anything.
No, you did not sense the presence of any scrying stones whatsoever.
Don't.
Just for my map purposes.
Yes.
Where is this window?
Far side of the room, very high up.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Is that
back of the room?
Back of the room from where we're
opposite side. Nice.
But only Keth right. knows about it.
Or is it
all the way across?
I've lost the whole thing.
Yeah.
Excellent. More details.
Good. Now, as you as pretty much everyone else goes off to a workbench, one person has stayed with you. You four.
Yep.
I said, and he says, "All right then. It's you lot then. I guess you're the new team. My last team is not here anymore. So
did they get freed?"
Unlikely, but we don't worry about that.
Okay.
Because we need to get working.
Okay.
What are we doing?
We are making.
Making what?
We will make more than everyone else here.
What are we making?
Don't you worry about that. I never ask, you never ask. We just have to make.
What's your name?
I've forgotten. Hold on.
Don't worry about that.
No, not your real life name. We want your prison name. We know you know your real life name. Your prison name, what's that?
Not Steve.
Not Steve. Not Yalan. it is.
Hey,
bye.
Hey, bye.
Shit, what? Yalan. I'm worried about Yalan.
What about Bill?
And.
He's better than
I'm that. Just sad.
You're just sad. You don't like being in prison.
My name's John.
John.
Just John.
John J.
John J.
John J. Jameson.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
And you're...
How long have you worked here?
You're the head of this team, are you?
I am the leader of this particular team.
I'm Derek. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Derek. Nice to meet you.
Shake his hand.
He shakes your hand.
Hey, lovely. Nice. What, is he human?
He is human, yes.
Cool. How old?
40s.
Beefy man or?
No, not really.
Just an average sort of size. Yeah.
How long have you been here, John?
20 years or so.
20 years?
Hard to say, really. Time's a bit hard to measure in here.
What did you do?
Aggravated in here?
Go on, John.
Aggravated etching and defenestration.
Jesus.
Wow.
What sort of voodoo's that?
Tick, tick, tick.
So, do you like work on church windows, old fancy church windows, and you used to do the etching, and then suddenly you just lost it? Or?
Yeah, I just went round. I went rogue and started etching everywhere.
We should. Really...
Did someone try and stop you, and you were just like, defenestrated?
Yeah.
We should
right through something I just etched.
God, that's unfortunate.
Customer paid a lot of money for the etching as well.
We should stop this conversation because the guards might start getting a bit cheap.
Yeah, we do actually have to. We do actually have to do some work. So follow me to your workbench.
Sure.
I feel such a weight off now.
Yeah, done.
Achievement unlocked.
Bam, 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 bam. Done. Now I can reset this.
Episode 214. Got to let TikTok now.
Aggravated etching and defenestration.
Jeez, lovely. Very specific crime.
Aggravated etching as well. That's the best bit.
I just went wild and started etching everywhere.
Angry etching.
I was a menace. If you stood still too long, I'd etch you.
I'm glad that we've never done that.
I etched a house, etched a cart, etched the pavement.
Etched the horse on the coast. That's a tattoo.
I etched a man's face once.
That's a tattoo.
Shit.
No, it's an etch.
And fucking hell. So you head over to your workbench.
Yep.
Yep.
Take your stations, please. There, and then he points to four of the sides of this shape.
Cool.
Okay. Yep.
He takes the fifth one in between you.
Mm-hmm.
Two on one side, two on the other, and then there's one empty side. That's the right number of sides, yeah?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Five plus one.
Yes. That makes hexagon, right?
Yep.
Yeah, good.
That's
which
hexagon.
Table are we on? Are we on the...
Weirdly, it just so happens, the one in the centre.
Oh, good.
Weird, right?
It's convenient.
It's arranged in like the shape of a five you get on a set of dice.
Yeah, it's
kind of weird.
The leader, that's why.
Yeah, yeah. He said, my old team were the fastest team. We always produced the most parts, and I expect that to continue now. Do not let me down.
What are we building?
How are we built? Is it the tables in front of us?
The table is in front of you. You're all stood around a table.
The table in front of us, is it just a blank, flat surface?
Yeah.
There's nothing on it.
There's nothing on it at the moment.
What are we making?
I mean, you say don't ask, but how are we making it then? What do I have to do?
We'll find out very shortly. And an alarm sounds once, and then some hatches open in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And
just looking up.
Some black sort of metal things are lowered down onto each of the tables.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And from the floor extend some tools that are on chains. Okay.
Tools on chains. Black metal things onto the tables. These black metal things, what are they?
John, what do they do?
It's very hard to say. It's a sort of mechanical thing.
Right.
And
do it look like a big arm, or does it look like a bunch of wires? Or
it looks like a big metal mass with sort of sockets that things bolt into.
Okay.
And from a hatch at one end of the room opens up a sort of opening, and through that comes a large trolley. Mm-hmm. Full of smaller metal parts. And
person find anything from the trolley.
Anything from the trolley, dear. And
I'll take the lot.
Ah, it's the butty wagon.
Yeah. a little sound plays. Any old iron?
Any old iron? Any old iron?
Any old iron?
That weird.
Yeah. And no, it's... you see two members from each table... walking confidently and in an organized way over to these trolleys, and each trolley has a different type of thing on it.
Right.
And both of the people pick up one item from a different trolley and walk back to their tables.
I would like to go and pick up one item from one of the trolleys, please.
Yes, next person, anyone?
No. Go.
Keth goes as well. So you both go and pick up. Keth, are you picking up a different item or are you picking up the same one?
I'm going to look to see what other people are picking up. And
one of each.
Pick up a different item to Derek.
Cool. You do that, bring it back to your table. And the John J. Jameson, he gives you instructions and he says, right, you fit this here, you fit that there. Now you two, you turn these bolts and start bolting this in. Meanwhile, two more trolleys have entered the room with different items on.
Cool.
And he said, you two, fetch the next ones.
Yep.
Looking around to see what the people are doing and grab what they're grabbing.
Yep.
These items that we're picking up, presumably they're also like black metal.
They are black metal.
Okay.
Yes.
Are they like sharp and jagged or are they... I mean, obviously, probably various shapes.
They are a wide variety of shapes.
Does it look like you could easily club somebody to death with it?
It's a lump of metal, of course
cool.
you could. Yeah.
Just wanted that confirmation. It would technically be an improvised weapon. Yeah, okay, cool.
You could club someone to death with any lump of metal.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. How big? Again, probably varying.
It would take two hands to carry it.
Okay. Yeah, picking up one.
What tools have we got available to us?
Spanners, sockets... Dugga Duggas.
Yay.
And they're all on chain, so we can't just nick the tools. Okay.
But there's nothing that's cuttable, so like,
no, there are no cutting tools.
Got you.
Just attaching tools.
Can I look around the room to see if there are any sort of rooms off this room? Like, you know, any facility we need to go to, or is there like a toilet?
There is, yes.
Ooh.
There is, in fact, a toilet.
I was hoping. I know what I'm doing tonight.
Pissing.
Not using the bucket.
Not using the bucket next to your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the bucket in the rooms? Presumably that's fixed down between the beds, right?
It's just a bucket.
Okay, so we can move it away from our
bucket,
heads.
Bucket.
You could.
Yeah, does it have a bullock on the side of it?
No, it's a fuck it bucket. These are just buckets. Nowhere near as good.
Mm. Oh.
These are just regular buckets.
Common or garden buckets.
Yeah.
Prison bucket. Neither.
The more spotted grey bucket.
It is spotted when I'm done with it.
Splattered, you might say. You might even say pebble dash.
Where is this toilet? Is it sort of back towards the lift?
As you look at it, it is to the left of the lift.
I'm good at drawing maps.
You guessed where it was, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Have you noted it now?
I've gone back into the mind palace of watching Andor and it's in exactly the same place.
Weird.
It's funny that, isn't it?
Why would you think that? What's Andor?
I don't know. Andor?
Andor what?
I don't know.
This is the start of improv, is it? As we're working, then I guess like trying to, like I guess we're quite uncoordinated at this, like not getting all the sockets in here. Or
yeah, I would like you all, please, to roll sleight of hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've just written the word toilet on a piece of paper.
The lift and the table.
Oh, that's the whole room. Sorry, yes. it was just boxes on a. It's because they weren't hexagon shaped.
Sorry, I'll rewrite it later.
Those tables aren't hexagons, they're squares.
Well, I didn't have
a lot of work went into designing these tables.
Yeah.
I will redraw the map later.
I think you owe it to the architects of this place.
Who's now in prison.
Yeah.
19 I got.
So what did
21.
You
21.
Sleight of hands, please.
Sleight of hand.
21. Okay.
21. 19.
Oh, very good, very good.
Hey.
Hey.
That's my number.
What did you actually roll first?
A 19.
Oh, did you? I rolled 11.
I rolled a 19 as well.
19.
But I got plus 4. Just like
plus
them.
8.
Oh, 23.
Why are you carrying
18.
It?
18.
Good. We shouldn't have you carrying stuff then.
Yeah,
ooh,
well,
yeah.
Max damage. Then. You can definitely be sleight of handing things into your pockets. You should be, you two should be over. We need to swap our roles. We should be carrying the lumps over. You should be near the tools that could be.
I'm going to say for definite, these things will not fit in a pocket.
The things won't fit in the pockets. The tools are chained.
Yeah.
I can tell you for certain that trying to fit one of those in a pocket is like trying to fit a turbocharger.
Yeah,
I'm
not talking about one of the big items. I'm talking about potentially seeing if there's a way of, you know, as they're sleight of handing, they could potentially see if they could
loosen one of the chains over time at
ting,
our workbench.
Ting, ting, and I'm just clanging just this chain.
Bashing it.
So you kept ripping it up. Yeah, but if you were to pull it a bit each time you were going into the work over the course of, say,
attrition,
you know, a few weeks, then eventually you get to the point where you go, right, one swift, and that'll
pull it.
I know what you mean. But either way, I think you two are
the table. Yes. Very expertly crafted table.
Perfectly crafted.
Placed right in front of us all.
Yeah.
Are there any sort of fixings on this table, like, say, bolts or screws that are holding this table up off the floor?
All right.
Look.
Why don't you have a look? You want to have a look, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a purple one, is it?
Okay. Yeah. Plus three.
I feel like this is more an investigation.
Plus five.
Plus five, excellent. There are a few screws holding this together.
Okay, cool.
As we're working.
Philip's headed.
Yeah.
I would say somewhere in the region of 30 or so.
Okay.
Well put together, this thing.
Can I?
You can tell also that the table itself was put together with a variety of, like, dovetail and biscuit joints.
Ooh, yep. Lovely.
Can I have a look?
Somebody's been recent.
And have a fiddle.
The carpentry's coming in.
Can I have a fiddle whilst I'm doing
a fiddle
the
with
work
himself.
Screws.
Of the screws and see if any of the screws are loose whilst I'm doing up the doing the work? Just have sort of a.
Okay, well then, in that case, you know, roll your sleight of hand again at disadvantage.
Okay.
Was one of the items of the tools a screwdriver?
No.
Okay, so
it's almost like, right, so hear me out. They didn't use
same tool.
The same tool for putting the table together as for the thing they're trying to get you to build.
That's absolutely fair.
It's almost like they don't want you to take these tables apart.
It's almost like they just don't know what they thought about
People are fallible. Wait, and so they might have had a cock-up. They've spent far too long getting these tables sorted. It may be
15.
There was an oversight.
Okay, you're going to slow the process down then.
Well, because you'll be one man, not...
He'll be, like, not focusing 100% on building the thing. Oh, dear. Okay.
I'm just having a cursory look.
So
I'm not doing anything sort of in depth.
Fiddling. Yeah.
Just
you
sort of cursory fiddle. Sort of. I'm not doing any sort of like, oh, I'm going to sort of really untighten this thing.
Okay.
I'm just sort of like running my hand over.
Okay, you slow one down.
Yeah.
Right. You slow one of them down.
Okay.
And you're John J. Jameson. Says, you, new boy.
Yes.
Just focus, will you?
Sorry.
Focus.
As we're working.
Did I find anything loose?
No, just screws.
Okay.
They're all screwed in.
You're in prison now. You could do whatever you want.
You can shank him. Go for your life.
As we're working, I'm going to start, you know, talking to John, not just stopping everything and looking at him and talking to him, but as well, like, fitting sockets or screwing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
John, you said that your last team was the fastest. Well, where did they go?
They got promoted.
Do you know where?
No, I haven't seen him since.
If we're the fastest, we can get out of it.
You'll get promoted, yeah.
Any rumours? Has anyone ever seen a promoted team ever again?
No, they all go up to level. They all go up to level A.
What level are we on?
Oh, level. Batman symbol.
What? Batman symbol.
Just a man with a bat.
Level Q.
We're on level Q. Oh.
The fastest teams all go to level A.
Is it fastest per day or what?
No.
When do they?
They have an annual tally.
Annual.
Right.
Okay.
Fastest team in the joint goes to level A.
But without their leader, John.
Well, normally, but I've only got a few weeks left.
What do you mean a few weeks left?
I'm due for release. I'm 2 weeks from retirement from prison.
Due for release?
Yes.
After 20 years?
Yeah.
But what if you start madly etching again?
I've been banned from owning etching tools.
Or having windows.
Or having any glass. It's going to be very cold in the winter.
Yeah.
Just got a single plastic.
I've got to move somewhere hot.
As
do you know anywhere good? Somewhere tropical or something.
Cracktown's quite nice.
Cracktown,
I hear.
Nassau's pretty good. I mean, it might not still be anymore.
Is there anyone we need to look out for in here?
No.
Everyone's on their best. We all want to get out of here.
Anybody that causes particular trouble?
No, we're all well behaved. They keep us in line.
Right.
Who's the fixer in here? If you need something, come for your pillow.
I wouldn't know about that.
I would like to...
Can I roll insight?
Yeah.
I'll do the same.
He's been in here for 20 years, so
I gotta look up. I gotta look up some Cockney rhyming slang.
Again. I might as well do an insight as well.
I have fudgel to insight, so just...
Okay.
Unfortunately, I rolled terribly, only 10.
I got 17.
Well, you didn't roll shit, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Plus 6 then.
Okay, yeah. You take the 10.
Oh, yeah. +2 to my insight then.
+2, you say?
Okay.
You're sort of convinced.
Sort of convinced?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I am. Well, then I am.
I'm going to say to him, in thieves' cant,
these what?
Those hibbity hoppers up there, are they giving us the old pint of beer, if you know what I mean? I'm basically asking him, are
the coppers giving us
the ear?
The ear.
Yeah.
Pint of beer.
Okay. In thieves' cant, I'm going to say, are they listening to us?
Ahoy there! Glad you've navigated those treacherous waters of the Buccaneers Adventurers and made it to the safety of the calm waters of the harbour that is my office sofa. So, well, get yourself moored up with a cold drink and settle in for your moment with the Dungeon Master. It's absolutely smashing having you aboard with us for more high seas hijinks. Your support is the wind in our sails that keeps us skipping along the seas of success, as without your wind, we'd have been adrift in the vast, empty ocean of podcast obscurity. A hearty thank you from the crew of Roll Britannia for being part of our voyage. Now, where is that feathery lookout? Pedro! I need that shout-out scroll, you scallywag. What? You were late because you were negotiating a peace treaty with the seagulls. A peace treaty? Well, what are they angry about? Do you know what? I don't have the energy. Just don't tell Bill what you're up to. You know he has a very firm view on peace treaties. But never mind, just give me the scroll and then be off with you, ambassador. Be gone! This week's shout-out goes to World of Cord family, who shared a fantastic spell on X that has had us all in stitches. Keth is particularly a fan of your Chicken Rain spell, being as he's the self-titled King of Drinking and Chickens. Fantastic work, yes. Now, if you fancy nabbing one of those highly prized shout-outs, then we've made getting one much easier than you might imagine. Just search for us across the seven seas of social media. We're sailing on all the major platforms, X or Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, even Blue Skies. We're on everything. Join our jolly Discord server too, where there are loads of far funnier and more interesting people than us, for more, even more D&D, Royal Britannia, banter.
Wait, what's that on the horizon? It looks like some ships.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
It's a fleet of sponsorships. If you're basking in the glory of Royal Britannia and you want to do something really ship-shape for the podcast, then why not drop us a gleaming five-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Good Pods, Podurama, or wherever you choose to anchor your ears. It helps us to chart a course to new listeners, and each fantastic review helps us to grow the show. We read each and every one of them, and we really, really appreciate it, of course. Consider stepping up your support, then join our Royal Britannia Patreon crew. Starting from as little as £2 per month, you'll unlock a treasure chest of bonus content, backstories, artwork, and even more. Every doubloon goes right back into enhancing our podcast adventures and allows us to make even more swashbuckling content just for you. Wait! Before you dive back into the action, don't forget to hit that crucial subscribe button. If you do, you'll avoid the grim fate of swabbing the deck after one of Derek Normalbeard's infamous post-watershed parties. Trust me, you're going to want to press that button. Mm. Yeah. That's all from me now. Time for me to get back into steering the ship and for you to plunge back into the adventure. So, go on, get back in there. Go!
He sort of looks at you slyly and just sort of nods.
I'm going to continue working, and then the next time I go and pick up another piece from the cart, I would like to roll a performance check to trip over and try and damage the piece as I drop it to the floor, if possible.
Okay.
Make a really loud clang.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Do it.
You do the thing.
Do it. Do it, you coward.
Hold on. That needs to go on a t-shirt. My dice.
Do it, you coward.
Do it, you coward. Yeah, I'll write it down after this. performance.
Yeah.
That is a 15 total.
15?
Nice modifier.
Pretty convincing. You trip and you drop the thing.
Yep. Clang.
And John J. Jameson comes striding over and goes, "What the bloody hell's going on?"
I'd like to make a perception check to see if any of the guards up in the window have come to see.
A balcony extends from the wall.
Oh, shit, okay.
And a door opens up at the side, and a guard comes striding out, and he looks at it, he looks down, and the guard shouts, "Prisoner 118, 118!
Did you call me?"
"What is going on?"
Sorry,
boss, sorry. He's new, he's
sorry,
new. We'll
boss.
Get him in line.
Sorry. Boss, I hope
get
I didn't
your
break
together.
It. I hope I didn't break it, and I give him a quick wink.
"Boss, we need a replacement. This one's damaged." "See that it doesn't happen again."
"Nope, sorry, boss. Trying to be on my best. Just trying to go too quickly, I think. Run before I can walk."
"What are you doing, 15595?
I am.
All of us desperately using it. All suddenly work, trying to work out if there's code.
I'm trying to think. Hold on. I am.
Is that Derek's old prison number?
I'm
from.
No, I didn't give a prison number.
No, you did have one at one point.
What was the number?
15595.
When we went through that dream sequence, and I know it wasn't canon.
No, it was different.
I'm just trying to work out if that's the price of something recently, $155.95.
How do you know that? I presumed it was like, what, is it on my back by number? What? You're 118-118. I'm what again?
15595.
How do you know that?
On your neck.
Ooh.
Where?
New prison ink.
Where? Shit.
Back of the neck.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
What's my number?
Dude, what is mine?
Dude.
Sweet.
When did I get that done? I didn't even feel it. 15595.
What are all of our numbers? Look at each of the.
Yeah.
I'm going to say to him, as we walk back over towards the table, I'm going to say, "I was just bed resting to see what would Mountbatten." That's the best I can do. I was just testing to see what would happen.
I didn't know Google Translate had Koine Rhymes left.
I'm sort of coming up with it.
I know, I can see you. Yeah.
Because the Cockney Rhyming Slang Translator that I use.
What is yours? Let me have a look at the back of your neck.
Are they listening to us?
I'll have a look at the back of Milo's neck.
On Milo's neck, it says 37927.
What about Jeff's?
On Jeff's, it says 24601.
Yes!
Thank you.
I don't get it.
Oh, you're just lay miserable.
Yeah. He's Jean Valjean.
Nope.
No, it's Javert.
And
do not forget his name.
24601. And I am Javert.
Don't forget him.
No, I can't forget his name.
Hmm? What?
Forget who?
What?
I'm hearing just people sing.
Do you?
What are they singing?
It's just the song of some angry men. Let's
What about the Mac of Kesnick?
Is anyone looking?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay, you're looking back at Kes.
42. 7.
1. No. It says 37. No, sorry. 327416.
What? Ooh, 6 digits.
He's got a 6-digit.
He does.
Yeah.
So, okay. There's a reference here. I'm going to work this code out.
This is going to be my
nice cipher.
This is going to be my effort.
Mm.
I know I can eliminate me, but.
Can you?
Can you?
Can you?
24601 is a reference to Les Mis.
Yeah, of course it is. Maybe. But also, could be other things.
118118, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's him.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you mean.
Out of game.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay.
These are all totally, like, just random organised numbers,
Yeah, maybe.
Cool. So I think I'm going back to the table. Did the repair part arrive? The replacement?
Yeah, a new trolley came out with just the one part on it. Just the one part, actually. What, have you just Googled something?
No.
Yeah, I've looked mine up.
Did you?
Yep.
The fuck?
You just looked up 3.
Well done.
37927.
What was your number?
Shawshank.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, shit.
Mine's Les Mis. Yours is Shawshank.
He's Andy Dufresne.
15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15 Machine Gun Kelly.
You're Pankhurst.
I'm what?
He's Ronnie Cray.
He is Ronnie
He's
Cray.
Ronnie Cray.
He is Ronnie Cray.
Yes, I am. How do I find this? 15595 is what I can get. Prisoner number 15595.
First World War.
First World War is what I've got.
I'm very happy with that.
Machine Ronnie. Gun Kelly.
Yeah, I'll be Machine Gun Kelly. That's fine by me.
The, you know, the gangster, not the terrible rapper.
Yeah, he's also criminal. His rhymes are criminal.
Anywho, so team,
yes,
you get working on some more of these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time one is completed, the machine reaches down, picks it back up again, disappears off, and a new one comes down. Okay. And then more parts gradually appear and on trolleys, and the empty ones go away.
Getting better and better.
And you're getting better and better. That's and John J. Jameson says, right. It's nearly the end, boys. Got to pick up the pace. Got to try and... Can't be last.
What happens if we're last?
You don't want to be last.
What position are we in at the minute?
You don't know.
How do you... Okay.
Okay, yeah, we'll speed up.
But yeah, how do we speed up?
Roll dexterity. Roll a sleight of hand again.
14.
15. Oh dear. You got worse than last time.
17.
Unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20.
17.
Jeff carries the show here.
Yeah.
You all got a little bit worse, and Jeff just pulls his shit together and just starts running around the table.
Nice and simplistic.
Just take the thing, sorting everything out.
Take the thing, put it in.
Distracted thinking about my new neck tattoo and whether it's going to ruin my job prospects.
All of the tattoos are like behind. on his hands or anything. Like, I took him out of shirt for a job interview.
I have one tattoo, I believe.
Yeah. You do have a tattoo.
Kev's got.
You have an arcane tattoo that is currently not doing shit.
I can't remember what it did.
It gave you resistance to certain types of damage.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Kef resistance against psychic damage.
Yep.
Kef has two tattoos.
Yep. One says one.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, we've got the King of Drinking. There's also, he's got a tattoo in his lower leg of one. Three men can keep a secret if two of them are dead.
Correct. And also, you'll never walk as well, doesn't he?
You'll never walk alone was going to be the tattoo. And you just got, you'll never walk, didn't you?
Yeah, you'll never walk, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And you have one that says one.
One.
Oh, yeah. I've got four tattoos.
Because the tattoo artist, like, fell asleep.
That must have been one of my drunk episodes.
It was.
Yeah. It was, yeah. See, really was.
Yeah. Even
to now, I'm going to have a chat with you guys.
Yeah, we got you drunk and then got you tattooed.
Yeah. 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 Roll your sleeve up. There you go.
It was meant to say mum, but, you know.
I'm going to put a note. Check how many tattoos get has.
Four. Now five.
Now five. You'll never walk.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, we try and speed up. But
Jeff manages to carry you there, and eventually the buzzer sounds again, and he says, hands away. And the last machine lifts up into the ceiling, and the tools retract down. And he says, let's hope we didn't come last.
So can I just get this just straight in my head?
Mm-hmm.
The process, the repetitive process has been so far.
Yeah.
The thing comes down from the seat.
Yep.
We take the stuff off the trolleys and attach it to the thing.
Yep.
Then it goes back up into the ceiling.
And a new one comes down.
Another one comes down.
You go to the trolleys. Yep.
Are they the same?
Exactly the same parts. Yeah.
Same parts every time.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're building loads of something.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Can I make a perception check while we've been doing this?
Yep.
To check if other tables, are they making the exact same thing?
They are, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Hands back.
Yeah, hands away.
Yeah.
Hands back.
The machine lifts the part up back into the ceiling. The tools retract back into the floor. And then there's a moment's pause.
I'm going to say really loudly in the moment's pause because I know the people are listening to me. God, I really find repetitive work without natural sunlight very satisfying and rehabilitating indeed.
Cave it down. And then a column of light shines onto a table in the far right.
You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
And Robinson says, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. No.
All through the floor.
The floor opens and they all disappear.
Do they?
No.
No.
No. They all take 10 radiant damage as the light shines down on them, and then they collapse to the floor, twitching a little bit.
Oh, okay.
We weren't last.
No.
Thank you, Jeff. Spots in my vision. Thanks, Jeff.
That's okay.
I genuinely mean I sound, you know, pissed off, but that's just because I can't see out of my own. Oh no, I don't have my eye patch on anymore. I just used to keeping this eye closed.
Are any of those guys dead?
Probably not.
Guess like
you see themselves starting to sort of stir and pick themselves up a little bit.
Does that happen?
That's what happens if you're last.
Sometimes, yes.
What else happens?
Sometimes they shit themselves.
Sometimes they shit themselves and die.
Sometimes they do.
I definitely don't want to be last.
Do not be last.
Okay.
So they do an annual reward thing, but a daily punishment.
Yes, don't come last.
Okay. How many of these things did we make today?
You made. Twenty-three
things. Do we recognise them? Do we have any inkling as to what the made things are?
They're completed,
Once they're completed, do we sort of recognise, it's a cog.
It's a ship.
A ship part.
You have never seen a part like it before.
Okay.
That's what I was going to
say. Someone who may have.
Who?
You do, Malrus. or
Milo? He knows someone who may have.
Milo may have. Oh, okay.
Maybe. Maybe. Gotcha.
Okay, now what? Dinner.
And
now we're allowed to go free.
Yeah, now you go home.
Yay!
Yay! Congratulations, the achievement unlocked. You went to prison. Yay!
Here's all your stuff on your way.
And they all head back to the balcony that had been descended, and they all sort of start filing onto that,
including the people that got.
Yeah, they sort of stagger over there a little bit. Yeah.
I turned, as in the sort of commotion of everybody, I'm going to keep quite close to JJ, and ask him very quietly, has that ever happened to you?
Yes.
Does it hurt as much as it looks like it does?
Yes. Do not come last. You don't have to be first, but do not be last.
You know how many they would have made today?
Well, less than us. They made at most 22.
True. I'm just trying to work out if we made 23 or so today, is that quite regular amount for you? Or is that okay, bad?
Record was 45.
Yes.
And what would you say would be your average?
More than 23.
Okay. Yes. Sorry.
Got away with that one.
It's our first day.
Yep.
Nobody's given us any formal training. Our onboarding process has not been
I expect
good
so you to do better tomorrow.
I think we'll have to.
I can't promise that. This might have been as good as I get.
Gotta pick up some slack. Here you are. Let me help you up. As we're getting onto the thing.
Yeah.
What team are winning at the moment? I guess all the teams sort of stick together in their fours and fives as they come off. So who's winning at the moment?
Well, we've just had the promotion, so it's a new chart.
A new year? From like now?
Yes.
These people, are they just sticking their teams usually, or do people go from team to team?
We're a team. We should stick together.
Okay. I agree.
Guys, now. I can't stay in here for a year. You know what's going on outside.
I think they might have intentions to keep us for longer than that anyway. But
yeah. No, even longer.
I don't think a promotion is the way to get out of here either way.
I guess we're doing this as like we're
arising, whispering
under our breaths.
Yeah. And you're going back through the big open doors now into the room where all your shackles and manacles are.
Yeah.
Oh, hands back in manacles.
Hands back in the manacles and the shackles.
Hands back in the manacles and the shackles that look about the right height for me because I would not have remembered which ones were mine.
Go to the ones that are dwarf height.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
There are many shackles like them.
These ones could be mine.
These ones could be mine.
Oh, these ones are all
but I'm not that fussy.
Yeah.
Hands. Milo goes for one that are clearly far too high for him.
JJ. Those are mine.
does the same thing happen if we don't put our hands on the walls?
No. If you don't put your hands on the walls, we don't get out.
So if one of the people doesn't put their hands on the walls...
And we starve to death in here.
So those lot... They need to sort themselves out, get back up and come and put that.
They're up.
Oh, they're up. Okay.
Yeah. They got
staggered in.
Staggered out.
What happens if someone dies in there? We all die, like the end of the shift?
If someone dies, they die.
But then we can't get out of the room.
They don't need to put their hands in the locks. They are dead.
What if somebody loses a hand in an accident?
Don't lose a hand in an accident.
So does it,
right.
Did they just...
Bring it with you.
Fair enough.
Is it automated, this thing? So it knows how many people are in, so it knows how many hands it needs to have on it to be unlocked.
It's controlled by the guards.
Okay, that's
typically,
fair.
How long do we have in here?
This is a lot of questions.
This is why I'm asking. Typically, how long do we have in here to have these conversations?
About this long, and the door shuts.
I knew he was going to do that.
And all your manacles and shackles reattach, and the other doors...
Ow!
Open up slowly again, lots of grinding gears, and there's a guard waiting to guide you back up the stairs.
Cool.
Okay.
I would like to stick relatively close to JJJ with the intention of trying to find out which cell he goes into.
Sure.
When's food?
When we get given it.
Are you asking Keth or are you asking Tom?
Okay. For the show... Well, when do we get food?
That's better.
That's better. I was very confused then.
Where's my food?
Let's talk about my previous comment.
And you arrive back at the top of the spiral stairs. You take a right, following the corridor round to your cells. And you see JJ goes into the cell that you bypassed on the way there.
The first one.
The first cell, yeah.
When the cell that we bypassed, are they, just to get it straight in my head, the corridor that we went down with all of our cells, are there cells on both sides of the corridor?
For some of it, yes.
JJ's, is there a cell opposite him?
Yes, there is, yeah.
Okay.
Did he go in the left or was he right?
The right, the one immediately next to your cell, in fact.
Okay, interesting.
Did anyone go in there with him, or is he in there alone?
He is in there with someone, yes.
What's this person's name? And Rough Dossier.
His name is Rough Dossier.
This is my cellmate, Rough Dossier.
He's in here for unlicensed cheese. The guy that he went in with,
yep.
Did he speak to him at all in front of us before?
No.
That guy went to a different table?
Yep. Okay. You get the impression that he is also a team leader, though.
Ah.
Got you.
Gotcha.
Is there anything visibly nicer or different about his cell than
you? You don't know. You've not walked into it.
Yeah, you would know.
You stopped at your cell.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the doors might.
You'd be able to get a better chance to look because yours is right next to him, right?
Yeah.
I guess it was just a glance in as future. You walk past.
In the future, you might, but right now, you haven't walked. You have not looked in his cell.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, the room with the drain is that where we have food?
Why are you asking me metaphysical questions?
Yeah, how would you know?
How would you possibly know that?
Yeah.
Dear God, is that room with the drain in it where we have food?
Because, dear God, I hope not.
Dear God, I'm hungry.
When's food?
Okay, back in the
cell. Stand on my previous question.
How many guards escorted us down and back up?
One, I think, wasn't it?
One at the front and one at the back.
What about? Because we all like shoveling.
Like a walking bus.
And okay. They are armed with
something in a scabbard.
Okay.
The radiant damage that we took—that wasn't them drawing their weapons.
No, it was not.
Just radiant damage.
Yep.
Okay.
And now what?
I'm starting to see some cracks.
Prison, you'll see loads of cracks.
Mm. Well, just wait till the showers.
Well, that's going to happen at some point.
Mm.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going
to
move
Jeff's
back into
time
myself.
To shine.
Cool. You head back into your cell and when you're your shell.
I'm really cut
you go
out
back into your shell and the doors.
I should call you Hermit.
Slam shut. And a voice rings out and goes, "Cell time! 2 hours!
Oh. Press ups!
You going to do press ups?
Yes, because I'll do the press ups.
Okay.
I would like to investigate or search around the bunk. My bunk, just to see if anything has been, you know, previously stashed that they've not found, or there's a loose hairpin underneath the bed, or just anything that might be out of the ordinary that isn't just the beds and the bucket.
Okay. You do that.
Do you want me to roll?
I would like to go to sleep.
All right, sure. You can go to sleep.
I'd like to make an investigation check for that.
Guess can do some lunges now.
You can go to sleep.
Kes doing exercise.
Please roll a D100 to see just how many press-ups you can manage.
In 2 hours?
Yeah.
Just a D100?
Behind the cup.
Gladly.
To be fair, he hasn't eaten.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
He wants to know when food is.
I haven't eaten. 52, so
that's
in 2 hours.
That's quite a few press-ups, to be fair.
It's not.
Not in 2 hours.
You could do that in 2 minutes.
Yeah. No. You could.
Oh, okay.
But you chose not to.
But
take it easy.
You haven't just been in a war.
Yeah.
No.
Nearly dead twice. And then...
chosen physical exercise.
Gone, been drugged.
Worked all day.
Put into a prison. Still no food from probably several days ago. Because what seems to have happened is you were on a ship. And you got to Nassau. You went to see Timbers immediately. That was terrifying. And then you found out some stuff. Mm-hmm. And then
crisps.
This was the morning.
Yeah, crisps.
And then you didn't eat any of the crisps.
I did.
You did. Yeah. He didn't.
Oh, you
no.
Didn't.
And then you went shopping. And then you went to Flint's. And you nearly choked to death on some smoke. But got some items. And then you had a big war.
Mm-hmm. And then you nearly died.
Yep.
And then you had a bit more of a fight and you nearly died again.
Yes.
And then you got healed a bit more.
Yes.
And you got abducted. And then an unknown amount of time later, you awakened in a prison where you were escorted to a cell. And then you spent, let's say, 8 hours building things.
Physical labor. And then decided to do 52 press-ups.
And then
I think
you just
52 press-ups is quite impressive.
I think 52 press-ups is probably more than I could do after that kind of unknown amount of time, but at least a day.
Yeah.
I should still have a word with Keth later. But yeah, okay, fair.
I'm going to be investigating similar to Jeff. I want to investigate for anything that's been left behind by a previous occupier or using my roguish cunning.
Sure.
Investigate the cell for thieves' cant. Those might be two different checks. But they could be the same one.
Jeff, you find that there's actually an escape plan and a whole sandwich under the bed.
Yeah, I noticed that my modifier wasn't requested.
Well, yeah. There's like a massive sandwich.
Yeah.
Brown sandwich.
Yeah.
Under the bed.
Okay. Excellent.
And there's an escape plan as well.
Kath, you still hungry?
You're not in a cell with him.
Yeah. I know, but it's a wall, isn't it?
You got to speak quite loudly.
You have to
it's a big stone wall.
It's like shouting through a wall.
Because I did that for you. I had to shout.
Okay. You whisper Kath, through a wall.
Well, I thought, it might be nighttime. It might be silence in there. It's dark. It's quiet.
It's not dinner time yet.
There's a solid wall.
There's no windows.
There's a solid stone wall.
I've got no idea of time frame. There's no windows.
As thick as that.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
At least. Wait,
at least.
Well, I'm sorry. Every single time one of you goes for a piss upstairs, I can hear every single drop of
That's
it.
To do with the fact that there's a thin wooden floor.
Yeah, it's not a big stone.
It's not the big stone wall.
I've been pissing directly behind you onto the floor.
He has been doing that.
That's what that is.
You know, you wouldn't be able to smell it, though.
You can taste it. For a fee.
Put it this way. If you went into the back room and whispered...
I could hear you if you whispered.
What?
All right, fine.
Kess, you still hungry?
You want to test it?
Did you hear something?
Only very, very faintly.
Milo, you hungry, aren't you?
You're asleep.
He's asleep.
He's asleep.
I'll leave the sandwich next to Milo's pillow then, just so he can have the sandwich when he wakes up.
Wakes up to a chocolate on the pillow.
Oh, like one of those.
It's a bit of a log.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, it's a roll. More of a sub.
Is it a clair?
It's definitely a sub, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a big one.
Oh, sweet corn filling.
There we go. Delightful sweet corn bread.
A two-handed jobby.
Does it smell great?
It's way overcooked.
I'd imagine with the smell, I'd probably end up waking up after a time.
After some time, yeah.
So
Jeff's just reading his escape plan.
You can't smell while you're asleep.
Can you?
Nope, that's why house fires are particularly dangerous when you... When it's
explain to me then how I had my window open and I woke up because I could smell fire from the house that was burning a couple of streets
over. Were you already awake when you could smell the fire? Really?
Yeah.
Fair enough, then. That is an urban legend and not true. Fair enough.
Because I thought it was in my house. Mm. I lost my shit, went downstairs, checked everything over, was like, phew, looked out the window, looked over
fire.
The house... And in the next street over the road, a little bit further away, there was a raging house fire going on.
I was told by maybe they were just...
Was this the same person that told you that dogs can't look up?
Yeah, it was...
They can't.
It was a guy called Big Al who came to our store, our school. Maybe they just tell it to kids then to make them extra careful, but that's what they told us when we were at school. When the
giraffes can't sleep either.
Huh?
Giraffes can't sleep either.
Apparently, anybody else in prison.
According to Brown University and Rachel Herz, it is nonsense. You cannot smell while you're asleep because whilst in REM and deep phases of deep sleep, your odors and receptors do shut off. So,
What about during light sleep?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah,
but in deep and REM sleep, no.
It was actually Brown University.
Yeah,
that was just
how appropriate. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
So Jeff put a turd next to your head, and you woke up, Milo.
Ah! Got your sandwich, and because I know you were hungry earlier, Maurus, and I've got an escape plan here as well.
Jeffrey, where are we?
Wait, this prison?
Prison?
Jeffrey?
Milo?
Yes.
Kay.
I like this.
Starbucks and I have got work to do building parts for Strange Machine. Making Stuff's the name of the game with John J. Jameson, the leader of the team. They question JJ to learn what they can, working out what they can do next. Our bucks all learn their prisoner number is tattooed on the back of their necks. Work finished for the day, the team that made the least a display difficult to witness. Back to their cells, Morris goes to sleep while Kath does push-ups for fitness. Searching their cells, Jeff finds a map and a sandwich that smells kind of off. Keeping the map for later use, leaving the sandwich for Morris to scoff. How will Jeff explain now Milo's awake and tell him he's a prisoner? Well, I guess you'll find out next time on Roll Britannia!
Podcast Network.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kev will just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Roll Britannia Patreon. Available now.